My son is 19. He went to MacArthur High School. He was labeled a problem child. When he got 16, a week later, he was called to the dean's office and said, "You can drop out of school. There's nothing your mom can do."
I am very new to this community, and coming to this community, what I've found, and this is not to be an affront to Decatur, but this is not a friendly town to me. There are a lot of racial barriers. There are a lot of problems that people are not really addressing.
The bottom line is they can't read. They can't read. I know what I'm talking about.
If last night's town hall meeting is any indication, Decatur residents are both concerned and frustrated about the school district's 33% dropout rate. For African-American males, the dropout rate is even higher, 55%. Decatur school officials, members of the Joint Dropout Task Force, the Chamber of Commerce for Decatur and Macon County, and the NAACP listened for 2 hours while residents talked about the need to improve student performance. Shannon Hatcher, a teacher at Decatur Correctional Center, summed up the feelings of some town hall participants.
You're asking the student to stop dropping out. You're asking the parent to get involved with your student so they will not drop out of school. But you see, the parents have already dropped out themselves, and the child is simply pattering after what mom or dad's doing.
A single solution did not emerge. Rather, residents' comments indicated the need for a multifaceted approach to solve the city's dropout problem. Some residents felt teachers need to be more accountable for the performance of their students. They say Decatur educators are not teaching kids how to read and that the school system pays more attention to students who achieve than students who struggle. And at least one resident suggested the school district take radical action to ensure that teachers teach.
We have a thing called tenure or something. I think when you're at a job, if you're not doing your job, and if you're not doing the job the way you're supposed to be doing it, then you have something called getting fired.
Students from Richland Community College performed a number of skits based on their personal experiences and candid comments from dropouts of a survey sponsored by WILL AM and TV and the Decatur Herald and Review. Those skits stressed the need for parent and mentor involvement to keep students in school. Other solutions that residents suggested included involving the city's large corporations in developing training programs and finding a way to change a culture where dropping out is acceptable. Gary Peacock is co-director of the Dropout Task Force. He says it's becoming clear that the task force, as well as Decatur's schools, businesses, churches, and parents, must create an environment where education is appreciated.
And that's no mean feat. And know full well that the problem may very well continue to get worse before it gets better because of us. It's not unlike turning around a battleship, if you will. Once it starts moving in a direction, it's difficult to alter the course.
And the president of the Decatur branch of the NAACP agrees. Janelle Norman says it's now up to the city to build on the energy and concern residents showed last night in attending the MacArthur High School meeting.
See, we've kind of been in a state of denial about what is happening in this community. And when we weren't in a state of denial, we just didn't know. And so now this is an opportunity where we can band together so that people say, that's the talk of the town. I'm doing this for the dropout situation in Decatur. I'm committed to going to the school to volunteer. I'm committed to some commitment that shows a community movement.
The task force is encouraging dropouts to visit a computer center at one of three Decatur grade schools in April to write about their school experiences, why they left, and what they're currently doing. Members hope the information will further their understanding of Decatur's dropout problem. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.